Hello, shalom, and welcome back to another, exciting? Maybe. I don't know. Could be exciting. Why not? Another exciting episode of the podcast, Giddy J's Balloon Twister Aliyah Podcast. It's been an interesting week. Last time we got together was Moshe Shabbat, Saturday night. We had a little tirade about the Mets and Yankees, got that out of the way. Tonight, we're podcasting because the World Series game is going through a rain delay. So, got a few minutes to go through. A few interesting things to cover. Let's first say Kibbutz Tehillim for the people who need a Refuah Shlemah. Shalom Aleichem, Sota Ma'el, Nebuyeh, Ma'ayin, Nebo, Ezri. Like I said, it's been an interesting week. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'll be flying home to Eretz Yisrael for the weekend. See the wife, see the kids. It's also a big, big celebration coming up. It's my oldest children, twins, Yoni and Michal. They're turning 11 years old next week. So having a little party, I think, at the Shabbos. Also, happy birthday to my niece, Mary, who I understand was listening with my brother, David. Happy birthday to Mary, who is just a couple of days, I think, or a week. Probably in trouble for this over Shabbos. Older than my kids, so she's already 11 years old. And 1 year will be the big bat mitzvah, Mary, as well as my daughter, Michal. So, happy birthday and mazel tov to those guys. Interesting article this week. A little side note, or trans... So a little different. Let's go there. I'm actually losing, living in Israel, I'm actually losing my English. I'm not gaining Hebrew, but I'm losing my English, but that's another story. A few weeks ago we had David with his interview with Hebron. This week we have a interesting interview coming up. Matthew Wagner, who's the religious correspondent at the Jerusalem Post, who made Aliyah. Used to live in New Jersey, lived in San Diego, now he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So I actually called him a couple days ago to interview him on an article that he wrote. Apparently the Knesset's bringing up a bill to allow non-Jews to marry. What's the big deal? Well, a lot of Jews came to Israel, even though they were not Jewish. A lot of people came to Israel. What am I talking about? We know that in Nazi Germany, even if a person's grandparents were Jewish, like for example, if your grandfather was Jewish, but your grandmother was not, and your mother's not, so technically you're not Jewish, but the Nazis considered you like you were a Jew, and you were put in concentration camps or killed. So the law of return was to rectify that. So even if you are not particularly, even if you're not Jewish, if you have any Jewish grandparent, you are allowed to come to Israel, the law of return. So this law is allowing those people who live in Israel, they're not Jewish, to marry each other. And I want to talk to Matthew a little bit to get information about that. So without further ado, Matthew Wagner. Information about it.
Okay.
The bill that is drafted, that's for non-Jews to marry, not for a Jew to marry a non-Jew?
Well, right now, even non-Jews cannot cannot. In other words, if you're not affiliated with a church, or with if you're not Muslim, you're someone from the former Soviet Union that came here as part of the law of return.
Okay.
Then, and you're not Jewish. According to halacha, according to Jewish law, you're not Jewish. Then you really have no way of getting married here in Israel. So One of the proposals that's being hammered out right now is something which is supported by, at least by the chief Sephardi rabbi, Rabbi Shlomo Amar, would allow a non-Jew, a Gentile, to marry another Gentile. In other words, it's mostly pertinent to people who are immigrants from the former Soviet Union that came here as part of the law of return. The law of return allows people who, even like the grandfather or the grandmother were Jewish, allows them also to make aliyah and they get all the benefits that any other Jew gets.
But they themselves,
end up here in Israel. And by the way, that law was that legislation was came as a result of the Nazi persecution of Jews during the Second World War. In other words, the Nazis, just like the Nazis hunted down people who the grandmother, the grandfather were Jewish. The state of Israel wanted to provide a homeland for people who would have been persecuted under the Nazis.
Uh-huh.
So basically that allows a lot of people who were not halachically Jewish to come to Israel and get all the benefits. In other words, they're immediately allowed in. They immediately get citizenship. They get certain housing rights and not a lot. I mean, the economic stuff, I don't know if the economic incentive is particularly enticing for these people, but, you know. So they end up here, and then if they want to get married, they can't. So a lot of them go to nearby Cyprus to get married or other places, and that's the situation. So Mayor Shitrit, who is now the justice minister, what he wanted to do is he wanted a legislation, which is backed, by the way, by the rabbinic establishment,
right,
that would allow two Gentiles to get married. He calls it Brit Noach, or like the Noahide
right. agreement. Noach. Now the question is, why would this be a problem? Because you mentioned in your article that people are against it. What's the downside of this? Why are some people against this?
So the thing that a lot of religious leaders or even like the religious Knesset members are concerned about is that it's kind of like a slippery slope. In other words, if you start allowing civil marriages, then who knows where it's going to end. In other words, the next step's going to be allowing a Jew to get married to a Gentile.
And then gay marriage at some point.
What's that? Yeah, so it's kind of like, that's what they're really concerned about.
Interesting. Yeah. Very good. Wow, it makes a lot of sense now. How long have you been writing at the Jerusalem Post?
I've been at the Jerusalem Post for about 4.5 years.
And you must have been an American at some point.
Yeah, I grew up. I was born in New Jersey, and I lived in Santa Monica, California.
Oh,
in other words, I moved with my family. Me and my mom moved to Santa Monica when I was fairly young, and then my last years before I made Aliyah, I was in San Diego, California.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah,
there's actually a Rabbi Wagner, Forest Hills, New York, just passed away. I don't know if you have any relation to him. He's a rabbi of the Young Israel for many years. Young Israel of Far Hills.
A lot of people have asked me about him. I didn't realize. I don't think we're family in any relationship. No.
How about to Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman?
Hey.
Probably not. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your few minutes.
Huh.
And have a good day. Okay. Fantastic. That was Matthew Wagner. Mr. Wagner wanted to know if there's anybody in the listening audience who has any connections to Young Israel or any Jewish groups, perhaps to speak at. He's looking to perhaps come to the States and do a speaking tour to speak about different religious issues. He's religions correspondence. He talks about how the Jewish Knesset and different political parties and how they work with the religious issues, the Haredi issues, the religious issues. If you want to get in touch with Matthew, it's wagner@jpost.com, wagner@jpost.com. So, thank you very much, Matthew, or Mati. His email comes up as Mati Wagner, but in the paper it says Matthew Wagner. Thank you very much. It's actually informational. I appreciate that. It's actually pretty difficult to understand how the rabbis are backing non-Jewish wedding marriages. It's actually a little complicated to know exactly where you stand and who's doing what and why some groups are compromising to meet other groups. So it's a lot of stuff going on in Israel. It's actually pretty, interesting, to say the least. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, that kind of almost wraps things up. Just a shout-out to David, who's going on his bicycle tour next week. So probably end of next week, we should be able to speak to him on what it's like to bicycle from Jerusalem down to Eilat. Have not done that in a while, actually. Also to Mary, who's listening, I think, with David. Happy birthday. I'll see you in a couple days, I guess. Send regards to my kids, to me at home. And that's that. That's that. Not too many people have commented about the Yankees blog. Lord Corny used to not call in. So that's fine. That's fine. Have a very good evening. Have a good Shabbos for those taking score at home. It is October 25th. We just started the month of Cheshvan. And have a good evening. Bye.